Have you ever seen an angel, an extraterrestrial, or a UFO? Are you interested in the phenomena of walk-ins, indigos, starseeds, or hybrids? Does the thought of the paranormal excite you? Are you drawn to spirituality, health, healing, and wellness? If so, you are in the right place. Welcome to the Conscious Awakening Network.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Glenda Dawson. I have with me Mary Nunes and Mariana Lea, and we are three witches and a what? We haven't decided what the what is yet, but it is that's coming soon. We're all voting for different candidates. Anyway, just wanted to let you know, hopefully you guys are having a great day, very blessed time. Some of us are experiencing some extraordinary weather, like rain or freezing rain, some snow, some ice. You know what? No matter where you are, it's fine. It's you're safe one way or another. You're still breathing. Perfect. And if you're not, hi to the Ghostlands. So we are here today to bring you this wonderful, wonderful show. And I also wanted to take another moment to thank all of you for watching, sticking with us. I love the feedbacks that we're getting. So if you still want to send, come on. We love it. We appreciate it. It helps us and it encourages us to bring more subjects in. So, Mariana, ladies look wonderful today. Oh my goodness, we're in a fashion show here. Mary, you had a wonderful weekend. I saw the pictures. I was kind of jealous. I wanted to be one of them. And truthfully, Mariana and I did take a sneak peek. We kind of did travel and took a sneak peek, and we both enjoyed the laughter, and you guys are a hoot. I mean, oh my goodness, it was wonderful.
I was not the only one. It was the whole group. They were like, did you all see that? Did you all see that? And we're like, no, because they're not ready. So I was, did you? Oh, yeah. And Lisi and I, we were the first ones. We were like, wait a minute. What is that exactly that's going on? And we were looking and looking. And I'm like, I know this feel. Because when it's cinnamon and anise, it is Mariana. When it's oranges and vanilla, that's you. Like, yeah, no, that's them. I told Lisi, I'm like, hey, my sister, because she was there with, she's my partner. Right. I was like, oh, Glenda, Mariana, they're here. Their energy.
We were a little jealous. If you saw those pictures, we had to go out and enjoy ourselves also. You guys were
cool. There. Yes, absolutely. But you guys have to come down and sign up to do things like that. It's we have to have fun. You have to have fun in your life.
Definitely.
Your bucket list. You have to.
Yeah. Definitely.
But thank you for being there. It felt good.
It felt good for us because I was like, oh yeah, this is a good low. Let's go.
It was funny because there was no moment where Lisi and I were not laughing so hard. You know, that laughter that your air comes out, it's just air. And then your face gets full of tears and you can't stop. And then they're telling you to be quiet, but all you hear is that air coming out of your lungs and the laughter. And then everybody has to laugh, including the director. So it was like that. We were giddy at that point. Yeah. Yes. Oh, good. I'm glad you were good. There to experience it.
I just want to add. Not only was it funny, it gives comedy a whole new name. I mean, I feel, I know what you're saying about the air, but I can't even breathe. You get into like a spasmodic moment.
Yes, you can get an
It was, but laughter is such a great way to raise vibration. So that was so wonderful. And you're right. You have to have fun in life. You have to laugh. Definitely. I know I did theater one time in college. I was the queen of the creatures for the Tempest. And I had all black paint throughout the whole body. And I came out, I remember coming out on stage. That was my being on stage was my favorite of all moments. I loved it. There's nothing like being on stage. And when I came out, I remember our college professor, who was actually director, right? He was like, "Well, hello, Braveheart." One side painted blue and the other side painted dark blue.
Oh my God, I love that. Oh my gosh. Oh wow. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful experience, and
yes, it is.
That we learn with.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely great.
So, Mary, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about words. How powerful words are, how powerful our mouths are. I always say that words hold the power of life and death. Mm-hmm. Not like death, but, you know, death of things, of circumstances and other spiritual and non-spiritual meanings. They are, you know, just like people say, be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm.
Would be the same thing with be careful what you say. We all have gone through that when we were kids, right? When you go to, and we're about to say something, it's very appropriate for today. Oh my gosh, why do you guys keep doing this? Very appropriate for today. And you know, going back to when we were kids and we were just about to hit that with our parents or our teachers or our friends, and they would say, careful what you say. You're gonna that. It's totally true, because you can discourage, you can use words to discourage, but also to encourage. Which is the total opposite. You can use words to wound and hurt someone, just like you can do it to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can tear mountains down or build them up with your words. So based on your choice, because it's always a choice.
Very true.
Everything is a choice. It's whether you have made space in yourself to realize it's not about me entirely. It's not. It's not about me. It is about the journey that somebody else has. It's just inconvenient for me on this end, because I'm taking the part where I have to sit back and not be able to help.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think that's the worst insult that a parent or grandparent could ever experience, when we cannot help because of other people's choices of not allowing us to help. But then we have to turn that around, send healing instead, which is what I'm doing with my two kids. They're grown up. And you know, while one is still stuck to my hip, the other one wants to grow and wants to fly and transform and fly, which I had to turn it around and say, oh, so you don't want my help? No, it has nothing to do with him not wanting my help. What it means is I did a hell of a job that he feels that he is able to get up and fly.
Mm-hmm.
What he doesn't know is I'm still here without him seeing me, waiting to catch him, just gonna always be there. So his choices of words sometimes are not all there. Remember how we said that we established a few shows back, early childhood really does not begin to stop until the age of 30. Funny, because insurance companies now have been allowing your dependents to be in your insurance until they're 30 years old. So it's right. That parallel is
well, it, you know, we as a grandparent and as a parent, yeah, there are times where they say stuff and you're like, oh yeah, even though I've never hit my kids, but you know, the desire has come every once in a while to, oh, this hand really looks good up against your face. Yeah. But you let it go because, you know, they're trying to show me how good of a job I did.
That's it.
So they're trying to, no, it is their, first was their life. They're trying to carve it. And let's face it, Mary, the three of us are, we really put up that ante. I mean, no, you know,
we did.
Yeah, we did. You know, the fact that we knew what they were doing and not doing, and we decided what to let them get away with and what not to let them hear it. And when they come to you as they get older, because mine do, you know, oh, did you know so-and-so? Yeah, I knew he escaped at this time to go to you know, Taco Bell or to Wendy's. I knew that. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you stop? And I said, because if that's all he did was he wanted to go and get food and come back, I'm okay with that. No, he wasn't drinking. He wasn't on drugs. He wasn't any of that stuff. He wasn't stealing. He wasn't bothering anybody. That's you it. Gotta let certain things go.
Yeah.
So they feel independent. They feel empowered. And let's face it, the whole sneaking thing, it gives you it's a rush. Because I knew when I was sneaking around with my parents, I knew deep down my mother knew. But it was the rush. I won't get caught.
It's, why do you think we got these now?
Yeah.
What do you get? We call these snatch trackers. pardon the expression, very crude, but that's what we call these snatch trackers. So they all have where I can see where they go. Now that even at their age, they know it must be on. I like yours, they don't drink, they don't smoke, they don't have vices,
right?
Other than they really want to be home, and what's even scarier, they want to do things with us.
I know,
right? And we're like, honey, your dad and I, we're gonna go sit out in the back. Oh yeah, right, that's a good idea. And we're like, okay, yet you know, we're gonna have a seance. See ya, wouldn't want to be.
no, wait. I have to admit, there is one of my three or my four. There's two, my four. That if I said that, they will be here.
Damn,
yeah, and you know. The significant other, one definitely will come because she's into all this. She gets premonition dreams and she loves to talk about everything with me and all that. But the other one right now is still on the fence, like, you know. But what my daughter doesn't realize, when she comes into her own, she's not going to have to worry about anything. She's going to know ahead of time.
I'd ease them right in.
Yeah. And I'm just like, wait, I'm waiting for everybody. Yeah. But one of them does use his intuition, and thankfully, even for his job. So
yes.
I am glad that, you know, keeping everybody safe that way.
My one female is very spiritually nosy.
Mm-hmm.
Too nosy. where if there is an entity that has come in, because we all know we have passerbys, right?
Right.
We have passerbys, they come, they look, they like something, they'll stay a while, but they, you know that this is not where they are going to stay. And transients, we call them transients.
Transient,
energies
right.
are transients. But she is, oh, well, hello. Would you know, and I'm like, no, honey. I have to like, no. Because just
and you have to.
My son, honey, what is it? I just saw something in my room. Okay, so you want me to go in there? Nope. I already told it needs to go, but I don't ever want to see anything again. Okay, all right. And sure enough, he just, nope. When you see him come out with his eyes this big. And it's funny because the living room is here. And there's a stair, and his room is against the stairs that way. So
right.
when we're sitting in the on the sofas, he comes out of his room and he stands right. on the banister.
Mm-hmm.
And you know he saw something because his eyes are this big and he comes out and goes, I already know. I go, what is it? You saw something? Do you want me to go and I can just go and why don't you speak? Because that's all you hear. Because I don't need to right now.
You know that fear that creates silence? That's a whole new level of fear. I had that yesterday.
Oh my God.
With my 17-month-old. That was the first time I've ever seen this. He just sat down on the bed, sat down, crisscrossed his legs like in a yoga position, and went like this, and kept looking in the mirror.
Oh.
And his eyes popped up. And I'm like, buddy, what is it? And he can't, he's still learning how to speak, so he didn't know what to say. And he's just like,
oh.
And I'm like, it's okay, it's okay. And all I saw was like auras in the mirror. It was really interesting, like all different right. types of rays of colors. And he's like, I was like going bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh my.
And his father's just like, ah, it's just a mirror. And we, me and him both turn around, mind you. He doesn't really speak yet. And we were like, mm-mm. In unison, mm-mm. And he started going, the baby started going, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that's where I was like, okay, time to turn on new more lights.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, mirror.
There you go. That's cover the mirror.
That's cover the mirror.
Wow. Yeah, and it's interesting that our kids are so so into this, and some of them want nothing to do with it. Even my own husband, but my own husband, you could be a walking skeleton. Touch my husband. He acknowledges you're a walking skeleton. He acknowledges that he'll see you.
Right.
But he refuses to believe that you are a walking skeleton from the other side. It's like, no, I can. Hello, I'm your grandmother. Okay, no. And he'll walk away. It's like, no, no. I'm like, dude, you have the gift. Why don't you? No, no. I've got too much. No, that's the last thing I have time for. So I'm like, okay. So when my son sees, he goes, no, just say no. Hurry, say no. I'm like, what is that gonna do? What's that gonna do?
You know what I call that? Spiritual stubbornness.
The power of words, right?
That's it.
He says no. It's I don't see it. It's not there.
Exactly.
I leave the room, it's not there.
That's
because
it.
It's not in front of me. And I say no, and it's like, no, it's gone. I'm not accepting it. Right, and there is the power word.
And it works because those
right.
are energies that are
right.
intelligent. Like we've been
mm-hmm.
talking in previous
yeah.
Episodes, these are intelligent mm-hmm. energies. And
mm-hmm.
once you say no, That's it. They're like,
yep.
Okay. See, yep. She doesn't want us here. Let's go.
Or at least disappear. So yeah. you don't even see them.
And that's what they do. They do. Yeah. Because my husband, when he says no, it lasts a good 6 months. Then they come knocking at his door again. And he goes, no. You can hear him. No. What is it, honey? Don't ask. Oh, okay, I know what it is. But you guys laugh, but it's in my house. This happens. We could be watching a movie. We could be he could be making popcorn, and you'll see a shadow or something go down the highway, which is always. I mean, it's always. Yeah. And you hear him go, no. Don't say a word, because he's not going to. No, just be quiet.
It's going to be a little worse.
Is why I told him, get the hell out. What can you do? He doesn't want to see you. Leave him alone.
But you notice, the ones that keep saying no, it's like they're like, they just keep coming back. Like, are you ready now?
Yeah, that's it.
Are you ready now? It's like, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
It's like a Verizon. One of those Verizon
things. Yes. 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 Can you hear me now?
Speaking of Verizon, let's now give a word to our sponsors.
Yes.
Nice word from our sponsors, and thank you to you all who are watching once again. We truly, truly, truly appreciate your dedication, and we absolutely love your feedback. Thank you. And so moving on with the power of words. Power of words, very important topic for all of us, especially as we're all coming up to the season of Thanksgiving and the holidays and the end of this year. I'd say the power of words to me is the most important thing of a lesson that we all as human and divine can learn, because power of words, just like Mary said, is a life and death, but not necessarily a physical life and death, but really in reality, words can end relationships, words can end chapters in our lives, words can end a lot of things. But what it else can do is, one time I remember one of the most important channelings I've ever gotten for Mary Magdalene was, breathe into life what you purely intend to happen. And how would you do that? Through your words, through your breath. As you speak it, it will come. As you speak it, so it will be. And so we, it's always like, be careful what you wish for, be careful what you say, exactly, because we don't always notice what we say, and we don't always notice if like whatever we've had throughout childhood, or like we play around and we've been conditioned to think or to say, and things that we somehow think that are completely innocent are not exactly very innocent. And so it's very important for us to be mindful of what we are truly putting our breath out to say. Because if we are speaking positive things. You know, it comes through our breath, and we are able to vocalize things and intentions and different things that we want to say positive. That's wonderful. But what are things that, how many times have we all heard ourselves say something really not necessarily nice to others, or even to ourselves, being critical to ourselves or judgmental, or saying something to somebody else because we were angry or upset? And then we're like, wait, I didn't mean it. But it came out through your breath.
Yep.
It came out. Right, yep. Mary?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then it hit the timeline. You stamped it.
Yep.
Exactly.
It stamped it. And what else did it do, ladies? It stamped it. So Mode B brought it into life.
Right.
Whether it happens now, whether it happens later, whether it happens in another lifetime, whether it happens back and forth in the future, the present, future, past, all the same.
Yep.
It's just done. Stamped it into life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. And long, long time ago, one of my mentors, because at that moment I was not in a good place. I mean, we all get our time periods during our lifetime where we focus more on the negative instead of trying to focus only on the positive. And his exercise to me was every single day, I had to write down 5 things I was grateful for, and they could not be repeats. I cannot say my kids every single day. They had to once. Okay, that's done. We know you're grateful for that. By the end of the month, oh my God, I had turned around my whole outlook. So me being Gemini, I know I could cut with just one word. Just yes. Open my mouth and say one word. I know I could bring down the biggest giant in the world. I could bring destruction all over the place. But that taught me that instead of doing that, keep your mouth shut. Wait until your anger goes away. Wait until that moment disappears. Release some of that energy and use it for something positive. So if somebody would get me angry, I would go do something. I ended up at one time in my life, around that time, buying old houses and actually doing the construction in it, bringing down walls, putting up walls. Now, neither of you have ever really seen me in person, but I am this way. And I was as skinny as that picture that I have shown you girls, okay? You would not be expecting me to be able to lift a 4x8 sheetrock, a piece of sheetrock, okay? I would just think of that moment, and all of a sudden, it would fuel my strength. I was Wonder Woman. I could put that up, boom, 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 boom. And it was great. Once I learned how to harvest that energy, instead of opening my mouth and just letting it out,
right,
I was able to harvest it to positive things. And let's face it, sometimes the anger is not because you don't care. The anger is because you do care. A lot of the times, right? A lot of the times you're hurt and you're angry, but not because you don't care about that person, but because you do care. You care about the relationship that you have with them. You care about them. You care about what happens to them. You care about what happens to both of you together.
Yes.
Right? So it's not that we mean to say that stuff. It's that, let's face it, we have to learn to just, yep. And hold on, release it one way or another. Usually, lately, I've just been typing. I have like 300-page journal going now. Single space, really small, extra wide, the whole thing. But you release it. And then you look back and you're like, why did I get that? Why did I let that bother me?
There you go. You got it.
Right. Now, as my kids could tell you, if I blew up, they knew they had me. That was it. I was done. They got away with it. But if I stay silent, They didn't know what was going to go on.
Yeah.
So, but it made my point. Even if I never gave them any consequences for that moment, the fact that they were thinking about it, feeling guilty about it, processing what they did and what they should have done and all that other stuff, I didn't have to do anything. Didn't have to say anything. It was great.
Yeah.
So the power of words, right? No matter what we do, we have to complement it with words. And if we say something in kindness, we also have to complement it in action.
Yes.
Right.
And to because, add to that, lady, sorry. Right. To add to that, in Kabbalah, actually exactly what Glenda just said, I didn't want to lose my train of thought. You are not responsible for people's actions.
No.
But in Kabbalah, it strictly says, but you are responsible 110% for your own reaction.
That's it.
And so whatever someone else does or says, that's their journey.
Yeah,
may that be that's their lesson, that's their destination, wherever, whatever they're doing, whatever they're learning, that's on them, and that's something that they're going through in life, whatever they're going through. But how you react, that stays with you. That's the cords you build, that's the karma you entangle yourself in, that's the stuff that you then have to work through extra hard. So sometimes silence is actually a lot more powerful. And action, direct action, is even stronger.
Yes.
Much stronger. So thank you, Glenda. That was amazing. Thank you.
And I mean, when you think about it, when the creator speaks, it's because he wants something to happen, right? Well, he spoke about his path and his journey to bring this world into existence, into being, right? So we are created in the creator's image. So imagine the power that we have when we create words, when we have that energy that's only given by osmosis, because we are part of the creator, knowing that we have a piece of him inside of us. We have to be very, very careful about what power we are creating in our words. Words have something very magical when we create spells. Right?
Oh, yes.
Every word we say can be considered magical. Just imagine the words, I love you, and the magic that energy projects from you and touches whoever it is that needs to touch it, because it's going to know where it goes, going to know who needs it, and that person's going to receive it. So imagine how much weight our words have in this physical linear world. Just to know that, you then bring in the feelings. When we say we're just going to be quiet and I'm not going to say anything. Well, you are saying something. It isn't that you're quiet and you close your mouth and you don't want, no, what's going on in here? Right? Because when God was making the world, it was a thought.
Exactly.
So imagine when it's in here. So it isn't just the verbal words that we're talking about. It's what's in here and what's in here. Now you take that and you say to yourself, it's like I had to explain this to a few people that I knew. Well, you know that we love you. Well, I do know that you love me, but your actions are telling me something else. Yes. So if you really do love me, then you would be considerate as to how I am going to react to what it is that you're doing. If you know that it bothers me, if you know that I've talked to you about it, Why do you keep on doing it? It just shows me that where you have the love for me is not here. Perhaps it is in necessity, the house of necessity, or the house of let me bug you and I don't care what it makes you feel like. I'm getting the last laugh. That's right. Not love. That's mm-hmm. not love. And this is where, you know, you have to tell your friends and your family, that's not love. What is going to come out of your mouth has to pass through this filter.
Right.
This filter. This is a high pass filter. Okay. Mm-hmm. People that know electronics, this is a high pass filter. That love has to come out and get filled with high vibrations before exactly. it comes out through here. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to explain that because words are not only spoken. We have unspoken prayers, don't we?
Right. Yes, we do. Sweet.
And how powerful are exactly.
they? They're sometimes more powerful than when I actually speak them. Yes. Because yes. the energy is full. I mean, the prayers are full of energy and energy only. Comes from the heart, comes from the mind, comes from complete all of our bodies meshed together.
Yes.
And we send them out. Yes. Nobody has to know about them. Nobody has to know what we said. Nobody has to know what we request. Nobody even needs to know who we send them to.
Exactly.
But yet, because of that, they're more powerful.
Yes.
Because people are not grabbing at the energy of the actual prayer, correct. Of the actual action, the actual intent.
Yes. It's exactly what Mariana was saying.
Yeah.
Words, as we continue to evolve, this is not going to be used very often. This is.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. These are still words, like Mariana is saying. Absolutely.
Yes.
And so after yes. that, the heart has its own intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Your vocal cords have its own intelligence.
Yep.
They do.
And only this week, I understood, I had a channeling in 2017 around November. And the channeling, I didn't know where it came from. It was an ancient Egyptian Arabic. And it was Yurume Atom Ki On Aki.
Oh.
And I never knew what it meant. I just knew it had to do with DNA. But it always came up before I had to really think twice before saying something. And only this weekend, and only within the last few hours, and as Mary was speaking, I looked straight into her eyes, and I got it. The translation live, Yurume Atom Ki On Aki, sounds powerful, right? In vibration, means mm-hmm. remember the sound, that which created you. Oh, what does that mean? Yeah. The world wasn't only created by a thought, it was created by sound, the frequency, yes. the resonance. So everything that comes out of your mouth, from your vocal cords, even something as simple as a hi, a hello, anything, that is the sound. So what is the sound? What is the resonance that you want to be remembered by? What is the resonance mm-hmm. that you want to invoke into the world and implore the world with? What is that seed, that mustard seed?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And that's yes. most important. You know, back in the old ancient times of Egyptians, especially like King Tut, right? There was a spell that Isis would have and that Mother Nut is the one that gave me this. Like I received that because she had to do with the wind. She had to do with thought. She had to do with speech. She had to do with sound, Hathor. And the spell that was put behind the sarcophagus, behind the mummy of King Tut, was a spell for the afterlife. And it deals with words mm-hmm. and the atom, right? The spell 151B, because it's dealing with the words, not only pronounced in life, but pronounced in death, in the afterlife,
yep.
because yes. that's what carries you through. That's what builds the cords of karma. That's what builds the cords and sands of time. Yes. So mm-hmm. it can still follow you into the afterlife and into your next lives. Yep. So that's the power of words, life and death in every possible way.
That's it. You put it all together.
Yeah.
You can't make this stuff up.
No, you know. You can't. And think about it. Everybody says don't speak ill of the dead. Because you don't want that karma with you.
No.
First of all, you're supposed to remember all the good that the person did. Why stay with the negative? The person is gone. Absolutely nothing is going to come out good for you if all you do is stay with that negativity. If they treated you bad, they said terrible things, they abused you, whatever way it was, they're gone. Forgive yourself for not having the courage to speak up and put your boundaries up. And forgive them because they did not know what they were doing. It is only after death that a lot of the times we realize what we had done. And this is why it is so nice that now we're awakening and we are opening up and we are spiritually thirsty, okay? Because we are finally getting all this stuff that people have been saying for years and years and years since day one, all the traditions, and I know my kids hate me when I say traditions, and all that stuff, they are meant for a reason. They had it. You know, in ancient Egyptian times, they understood it. In ancient times in general, they understood.
Yes, they did.
Where we are now relearning. We are now getting it again. So
that's right. And that's where, I mean, I just at 5, I have a video on YouTube that's premiering, and it talks about love and gratitude and how they both run at 540 megahertz and how they have the same wavelength, and how having that, practicing that throughout your day, every single day, that actually prolongs happiness, which then prolongs the health of your body and your soul. Well, if you think about it, Proverbs 16:24, gracious words are a honeycomb. We all know that honey preserves your body, right? That's what they said, that Egyptians used to have that in their mouths so they can keep their bodies preserved. And it is true. That's what you do.
Right.
Sweet to the soul and healing to the bones.
Yes.
The soul is the spiritual. The bones is what? The body. And then Proverbs 18:21 comes with what Mariana came with. The tongue has the power of life and death. And those who love it will eat its fruit. Dude.
Yes.
It's all there. I know that I talk about the good book and I bring up the good book because there are a lot of people that don't really understand the power of the good book. It is a how-to manual for us to survive in this world. But there are many truths there that we are talking about here. And where does it come from? What does it do? Where will it take us? And this is why I usually bring in, it's not to annoy anybody, because some people get annoyed, but
we're not bringing in any religion. We're bringing in different books. It could be any type of book from anywhere. Just consider it a book.
The Book of Enoch talks about words.
I know. Oh God, dear Lord. I wish they hadn't taken the Book of Enoch out, because that is powerful.
I mean, it's like, you just read that.
Yeah, just read that. And that book will put you in the right path, will get you the right way of thinking, perfectly right way of thinking, the right attitude.
Yep.
You will feel better.
Yep.
And these books were written thousands of years ago. We get it. Not for these times, we get it. No, but humans are still humans.
Yes.
Humans still hate, love, despise, build, bring down. Humans still are humans.
And they use words.
Words, always.
Back then, that's the one thing that has not changed.
And it doesn't make any difference what language or what like it like.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Even if you look at, let's get away from the book. Let's go into psychology. You've got Andrew Newberg, Mark Robert Waldman.
Mm-hmm.
Explained how words can literally change your brain. A single word has the power to influence the expression of genes. Well, here we go with science that regulate physical and emotional stress.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, no matter what we do in life, words could bring us up or could bring us down.
Correct. Correct. Correct.
Well, ladies, any last second words? Because we are beautiful. I figured that this would be a perfect place where we could say thank you to everyone and allow everyone to be safe, to be grateful, since we're already in November.
Yes.
You know, and we're not saying to only be grateful in November, people. Because the original Thanksgiving was in September, just for FYI. We are saying take the extra time to start now, if you haven't been. To start. Get it into a routine.
Yes.
All right. Love yous all. Thank you for being with us. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Mariana. As always, lovely lady. We are here, Glenda Dawson, Mary Nunes, and Mariana Lea from Three Witches and a What. Love you. Bye. See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Conscious Awakening Network. You can download our free apps through your cell phone app store, Amazon Fire, Roku, Apple TV, or visit our website at www.consciousawakeningnetwork.org.